glad you're here. We're glad you're here. Fellowship's sweeter knowing you're near.
Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It's Monday, November 16th, 2015. Oh, Huey, thank you for joining me. And Kate, thank you for joining me on the line. I was unaware of the fact that you and Huey weren't just driving over together. So Huey moments ago said, yeah, we'll be calling Kate up. And I kind of figured it out from the text before Huey got here that when you asked about it'll be Central Time, right? And I'm like, does that mean she's out of town? And so we're calling you in Seattle, I believe?
Portland.
Portland, okay.
Portland, Oregon, uh-huh.
Portland, Oregon. And
I'm in a tiny house.
In a tiny house.
Oregon.
And you're visiting primarily seeing your dad or some family members?
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay, so we'll be praying that visit up. And I guess you just felt some impressions that it was important to spend some time with your dad. And I think many of our senior saints appreciate when the children remember their parents. And
yes,
you just kind of felt like it's an important time, a season in life to follow up on those intentions. And I was telling Huey off air just a few minutes ago that, you know, sometimes when God puts someone on our heart or kind of leads us seemingly impressions, maybe from him, that we should follow up on those because you just never know. Time is precious and our lives are short. And so I think you did the right thing, and I hope you'll have a glorious time just connecting with your dad, and who knows what the Lord will do with that time together.
Thank you. Yes, it's a wonderful to see him.
Well, sit back in your chair for a few minutes, because I told Huey that we needed to recap a little of Saturday night's gathering at the Beef House in honor of the Covington Christian School, their fundraising banquet. And we have to give away some gifts and talk about a few things before we get you back on the line. So get yourself comfortable, maybe get that cup of coffee into your hands, and we'll be back with you in just a minute, because a week from today, we're launching our first rehearsal for the Great News Radio Theater Troupe, and we want to talk about that, how our listeners can get involved, and maybe how a few families or individuals will say, you know, Mark, I firmly believe God's going to use this new ministry in a number of ways, and I kind of want to be a founding partner or member or supporter to help advance what God's going to do. So we'll talk about that, and then the very specific needs, because the debut of the Great News Radio Theater Troupe will be at Marketplace Mall on Saturday, December 19th, during the Singing Men concert. So we have a lot to say, so we'll get with you in just a minute. But thank you, Kate, for being available via the phone lines on today, the Monday edition of Mark and Friends.
Thank you.
Okay, so Huey, on Saturday night, you drove out to Covington, Indiana. You were a part of the Covington Christian School fundraiser. Their theme was Celebrate Israel, Back to Our Roots. What did you think of the evening, and what did you think of the great crowd?
It was an incredible crowd. It was about 200 people. I love Christian education. Our youngest daughter went to a Christian school, Monticello Christian Academy, and she went 1 year to LSA in Decatur, and Christian education is so valuable. But it was very dear to my heart to see so many people interested in Israel. They had an Israel theme, and the children colored Israel placemats. The highlights for me were Mark, of course, hearing you speak, and I didn't realize that you really don't do that much public speaking outside the radio. You only done 10,000 radio shows.
Yeah, yeah.
But so when you're speaking on the radio, you're speaking to thousands of people, but it's different 200 people who are live, living yeah. human beings in the same room.
Yeah, I gave a couple little disclaimers on the onset that, you know, I'm used to being at home, you know, in my shorts, very relaxed, maybe not shaved. Minimal distractions, you know, with radio oftentimes, you know, you can tape a spot or work on the sound or edit things or fix it up. But yeah, when you're live and a little bit out of my comfort zone because it's, you know, very nice and relaxing to be right here, but to be all dressed up and then really trying to sense what God would say in and through me. Yeah, it was, like I said, feeling a little stretched, but I was so passionate about their cause and what they're doing and the great teachers that I got to meet and the administrators and their staff, that it was a glorious time. And I did something unique. I gave a little talk. I kind of focused on three different passages of Scripture out of Romans 11, John chapter 15, and then also Romans chapter 8 and weave that all together to highlight some of our Christian roots and how being grafted into the vine and following Jesus and bearing fruit. And then what I did is presented about a 7-minute video clip of our humanitarian trip to Israel some years back, which featured a number of our Great News Radio listeners, including Larry Budget Tours Bunning, John and Kathleen Jennings, Ron and Sharon Fernald, who happened to also be in attendance there. But that clip is always powerful because it demonstrates in a very tangible way how we delivered teddy bears and care and shared God's love with the Jewish people. And for that matter, we went to some hospitals that also included Arab and other people from the Middle East. But I think that was touching. And then I had Kathleen Jennings come up, and she was on that trip, and she shared a little testimony about some of the moments and God sightings she's had in Israel. And then Larry, I call him Budget Tours Bunning, came up and also shared. And then we closed out. And so I thought it was a full program. We had nice displays set up. Did you see all of Kathleen Jennings' watercolors and artwork? I know a lot of people were over there. And Larry brought all of his Israel artifacts from his pearl-laden shofar, and I don't know, he had so many different things. He had a great presentation, and I set up some stuff. And so, yeah, it was a glorious occasion. And what's unique about Covington Christian School is that this whole month they're featuring Israel in different drawings and talks and some of the teaching, and they're helping the students identify with their roots because the Lord Jesus Christ was Jewish, born of a virgin, but born of a Jewish woman. And grew up in the Middle East, followed the Torah, was familiar with all the Jewish scriptures. Of course, being fully God and fully man, you know, there's some mystery there, but the importance of honoring the Jews that have penned the scripture, that God has worked through, the prophets, you know, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and the scriptures that we so love were preserved by the Jewish people, and our heritage and all that's been communicated through the Messiah, who was Jewish, and appreciating, you know, the Jewish people in Israel. And so then I shared some Kesher moments. I told the people the equivalent of like Velcro, when you make a connection with something, when you're in the land and you see a little child running to its dad and saying, Abba, Abba. And that's the same word that Jesus used for us to know and identify and connect with God, that we can look at him as Daddy God, even though he's sovereign and holy and righteous. But he's also can be approached like as a dad, as a loving child, knowing that it's safe and you can open up your arms to him. And so we had some Kesher moments last night, and you were there with your son. So that was nice to see.
That was really, really great. And I think you had a lot of great scriptures that were, I think they were ministering life to Matthew. Mm. And it was, yeah, it was a great time for us to be together and to have that wonderful dinner. I mean, if anyone's in Central Illinois and you haven't eaten at the Beef House, yeah, that is, in my mind, it's about the best restaurant in the whole, it's not in Illinois, it's across the border. It's just about 5 minutes outside, yeah, of the border past Danville, but it's a magnificent place, and that was a wonderful banquet room. But to have, you know, all the Gentile Christians honoring Israel, that's one of the most significant movements that God has been doing, and I'd say within the last about 20 years. And Mark Burns and WGNN Radio is a huge part of that. When we were in Israel, Kate and myself on our tour in 2007, we were just about the only group, except for some South Korean groups, at almost every single location we went, because it was after this short war involved with Hezbollah. So people didn't want to be there, and we were safe. As came out in that video, people were saying how safe they were. Because also, when that occurred, that was after an intifada that occurred in the video. Mm-hmm. So people kept saying, we're safe, because in the news you heard about violence. But it's such a great, wonderful thing that Gentile Christians are honoring Israel, honoring the Jewish people, and that is totally a move of God. Because I'm thinking 30, 40, 50 years ago, it was more just the Jewish people who were honoring Israel and supporting Israel. And strangely enough, it's more the Christians out of the Americans. The Christians are more solid avowedly politically backing Israel than the American Jews. I will say that it's disconcerting to me that a lot of American Jewish people seem to have lost interest in supporting Israel.
And you have some credibility with saying that because you are Jewish,
Amen.
Follower of the Lord
Amen.
Jesus Christ. But I think the listeners that have tuned in for some years, you've been just a blessing. You're kind of one of, if I ever need to be encouraged, I call up Huey Freeman because he's like, a Barnabas to me. He's always just an encouraging word, loves the Lord, has appreciated this radio ministry, as has Kate, and many of you are familiar with Kate because recently we've had her on talking about how God has raised her up to be a part of the Great News Radio Theater Troupe. So let's transition because I know we have Kate on the line, and we have to pull up a few names because on Saturday night I told the people that we'd pull out some names for prize drawings. So shake that bucket. I know we have some... All right, there's some Voice of Listener Radio surveys, and the first winner is Emily Miller, married to Andrew, and she listens to WGNJ, enjoys Unshackled, Adventures in Odyssey, discovered the station, searching through, and bought one of our cookbooks. Wow, that was a long time ago we had the Great News Radio cookbooks out. Okay, the next winner is Shake That Bucket. Okay. Paul Becker, married to Grace from Bismarck, Illinois. Let's see, where is Emily? She's from Covington, Indiana. Paul's from Bismarck, enjoys David Jeremiah, has been listening for a couple years, and so we'll get a gift off to him. And then finally, one more, John Doolin. Let's see, John lives in Danville. He loves Unshackled. Oh, I remember talking to John. I think he does maintenance at the Bismarck High School or something. And he said he can't wait till it gets, he must do it overnight or late at night because he says at 10 o'clock he races somewhere to make sure he gets Unshackled tuned in and he listens to it over the sound system or something. So John will get some kind of gift out to you. Maybe I can get something from Unshackled sent to him in the days ahead. But thanks for filling out Voice Listener Radio surveys. Oh, let me share one little God sighting or a few. What's neat with me being invited to the Beef House to speak, so many of the people were, it was the first time I ever met with them. There was a few radio listeners that I was familiar with, but at the very beginning, somebody came up to me, I think her name was Linda Holy Cross, and she said, oh, Mark, there's a person that wanted to be here so bad, but last night she fell and injured herself. She's 92-year-old Mary Claypool. She listens to the station every night, is so comforted by the music and the programming, and she so wanted to be here, and she wanted to make sure I came and told you that. And so, I don't know, if 92-year-old senior saint's still tuning in, I'm going to have to give Mary a call and encourage her, maybe get her to do a radio spot. But that was one of the first people I met to say that how the radio ministry is ministering to them. And I love when senior saints, you know, somebody in their 90s is still tuning in for godly teaching and inspirational music to bless them. So that was like one of the first people I met with, and others that said they've tuned in, and then a host of people that were kind of unfamiliar with 89.3 because we get a great signal into Indiana, and so a lot of people picked up program guides. And so if you're new to the radio ministry today and you were at the Covington Christian School banquet or you're just scanning the dial and tuned in, welcome, and we pray that God will use our broadcast today to minister to you, to give you hope and encouragement, to point towards the Lord Jesus Christ who died for you, yet he lives for you because he wants to work in and through you and secure everlasting life with the Father and to bring healing and hope and comfort and forgiveness into your life. So keep tuning in, hopefully throughout the day and the days ahead. And as we start with our Christmas music, the day after Thanksgiving on the 27th, you'll have music for the season, that great God-honoring Christmas music. So I can't wait, a couple weeks away, and we'll do that. All right, Kate, thank you for hanging in there with us. We're about halfway through this program, but exciting things are happening. In fact, next Monday on the 23rd, we're going to begin our first rehearsals, but we're sending out a clarion call because we need who God is going to raise up to be a part of things, because you have a drama, a skit, a presentation that'll be happening in about a month, and you're in need of some help. Talk about some of the cast members or the, what would you call them, the actors and actresses? Is that what you're looking for?
Yes, I'm needing some actors and actresses. Specifically, we'd like to have three wise men Herod, a scribe, a chief priest, some little angels around 4 to 6 years old, Joseph, Mary, and the baby, perhaps some shepherds if we do get enough people, and then a merchant and his wife, which will be in Jerusalem for a little bit of comedic relief there. I'm so excited because I know the Lord is doing a new thing here with this radio ministry and with this theater troupe. Because everywhere I go, when I meet with someone who's interested, immediately they want to pray for me. Mm. And I have never had that experience quite so frequently lately. So this is being prayed up all over. And I'm seeing there's witnesses over and over that there's a need for this ministry. Mm-hmm. So I've been given ideas for programs, for skits, for venues. We've already had the request for some skits to be performed for an outreach group nearby. So we're gathering scripts, and we can always take more and more ideas. And, of course, having some people in the background, some costumer, would be really well appreciated at this point.
And maybe explain what would
gather costumes, sew costumes, measure people, and just maybe even take over that part of the ministry. And if you have a gift that way, I would love to hear from you.
Yeah, in fact, on our website, greatnewsradio.org, there's a special tab that's called Theater Troupe. And when you click on that, there's a questionnaire because there's a lot of behind the scenes. Because somebody might be saying, you know, it sounds like an interesting ministry. I can see how a skit or a drama could effectively be used in a church service or various settings to minister the gospel message or convey biblical truth, or just even some fun things like husband and wife communication or concepts on bullying. I mean, there's so much that can be done with drama. But they're saying,
exactly.
But Kate, I'm not the one to be in front of people, but we do have all these behind-the-scenes needs, like where people could work with props, either locating them or building them, or the set design, you know, painting or construction or putting something together, someone to oversee lighting or just the setup to create the ambiance we'd need on stage or on location, working with sound, the makeup people with the appearance of like the character roles and like you mentioned, the costumes or wardrobes, either, you know, sewing, creating, finding, designing, even like a stage manager or somebody to assist and help manage a production. People to always communicate, to go out and get the word out and help market it and promote it. Administrative people, I'm sure, as there'll be more record keeping and clerical tasks. And then what I would personally hope, maybe somebody tuning in today, maybe it's a family or a couple families or an individual that say, you know, I was a part of a theater troupe years ago, or I was in college and dabbled in the performing arts, and I know God would use this, and I have some finances, and I realize, you know, you're going to need probably lapel mics, or costuming is not cheap, or lighting, and I have $1,000, $5,000. I want to come and embrace this and be a part of it financially. So if maybe God's tugging at your heart, I'd love to personally talk with you or Kate to lay out the vision, how we see God using this. We are great stewards of the money. We'll make sure it's used purposefully and very intentionally. But I'm hoping that there will be some listeners, Kate, that would say, I want to be a helper in this, and I maybe can't volunteer, I can't maybe present or perform, but financially I do have some resources, and we would love to use them for God's glory, and I just see a lot of different ways down the road that this theater troupe will be used. So what would somebody do? Because they're thinking, okay, there's going to be a rehearsal next week. What do I need to do? How do I get signed up? How do I help get the word out? Because maybe it's my neighbor or my friend or my child, or I got to look at my schedule. What's the commitment? How long, if I say yes and can make it to rehearsal next week, what are the next steps?
Okay. Well, first of all, we do have a place on the website where you can go to Theater Troupe on the Great News Radio website, and you can sign in and give us a little background of who you are, and then we will add you to our list of people that we're contacting. And then on the 23rd, we'll have about a two-hour rehearsal, read through, assigning roles, perhaps trying out different people in different roles,
mm-hmm.
and giving the vision of what we have in mind.
Mm-hmm.
Then there would be rehearsals every Monday night between now and the 19th of December, and then Thursday and Friday right before the performance, and perhaps one other Thursday night in there, and we'll work that out with the individuals, because I won't need everyone every night until mm-hmm. the very end.
And I'm looking at a calendar now. So really, the commitment for this December 19th presentation at Marketplace Mall is four Monday nights, the 23rd, which is next Monday, the 30th, mm-hmm. the 7th, and the 14th. So four Monday nights, and then maybe, like you said, a couple other 30s.
The 10th might be a possibility if I feel like it's, you know, the entire skit is not quite ready. We need to, you know, kind of run it. And then Thursday the 17th and the 18th, I'm opening that up also for possibility as a run-through with costumes. So I'm hoping on the 18th that we could have a little time, maybe even at the mall, where we could see where we're going to be and we could just kind of map out, this is where your place will be, your place, your place. And then the performance is that Saturday at noon. So the Singing Men will be doing their songs, and we will be placed somewhere in the program according to the director's wishes there on that. So we're looking forward to that. The children that I have in mind for the Little Angels, if an adult can accompany their child, that would be a great help and probably a necessity for them to come as well. So that would be the other kind of commitment type thing. And, of course, they don't have to commit after this particular performance, but anyone who wants to do more performances later, I hope they would keep that in mind, that they could volunteer for another script.
And it all begins next Monday, November 23rd at 7 p.m. We'll be gathering at the First Baptist Church of Champaign in Savoy, where the Singing Men of GNN rehearse on Monday nights. And so it's exciting times. And so I think we're really putting out the call for three different kinds of people. The first are those that maybe have some acting background or desire to present, male or female, young or old, and we'd begin rehearsals on the 23rd, so you can stop by greatnewsradio.org, click on the theater link page, or you might know somebody, make sure they go there and they can find out some more information and some of the very specific needs. And then we're looking for some behind-the-scenes people. Maybe you don't necessarily feel comfortable presenting, and I'll put yet, because I think, Kate, you could show them how really easy it is when you just say, Lord, use me, I'm available. The Lord will work through people maybe that aren't used to being on stage or in front of people, right?
Exactly. And they can write me at kate@greatnewsradio.org and just kind of tell me, well, I'm interested in doing sound, and we can get on the phone and talk about what background they have, what they envision,
mm-hmm.
and work with you on the sound or lighting or whatever it is that they have a gifting in. And also, I just wanted to say that when you're doing a theatrical production, it requires so many people. If you ever look at the credits involved at the background of film, and they go on and on and on, and you had no idea when you watch a film with maybe 10 actors in it or something, that it required so many people in the background.
Yeah.
So that creative process, people can be involved in that, and it's exciting. It's mm-hmm. a very exciting creative process to tell the story that the author wants to convey.
Mm-hmm.
I think that everybody who has a gift, who's just looking for a place to present it, I think you'll be blessed doing this.
Mm-hmm. So actors and actresses, this is the clarion call. Rehearsals begin next Monday night. Those of you maybe behind the scenes, whether it's set design or lighting or makeup or the costumes, that'll be a big part of it. Or just an administrator, somebody to help contact people or keep everyone informed of what's going on. That would be a whole nother group of people. And then finally, if the Lord is putting on your heart to maybe use your resources to advance his kingdom through this Great News Radio Theater troupe, I'd love to talk with you, or Kate could talk with you. And maybe you're trying to think, can it be $500, $1,000, or $5,000, something to really allow us to have a nest egg so that we can draw on for costumes, for the sound system, for lighting, and for maybe even the purchase of some props. So we'll be great stewards of your resources, and would ask that if you need more information or want to call and talk with me today, just call 217-217-217. 217-367-7777. That's 217-367-7777. Well, Huey, Kate, thanks for being available for today, the Monday edition of Mark and Friends.
Our pleasure. It's been great
to
be here.
And Kate, safe travels. Enjoy your time with your dad, and we'll be praying you up and look forward to you returning and being available next Monday night. Everyone, we're kicking off the Great News Radio Theater Troupe with our first rehearsal at the First Baptist Church of Champaign in Savoy. It'll begin at 7 p.m. next Monday night, November 23rd. If you need more information, you can call the station or stop by greatnewsradio.org and look at our theater troupe link. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns, Kate Freeman, and Huey Freeman with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you, and have a great day and night.
There's no business like show.